I'm Jamila Erickson, sitting in for Gina Gamboni today, and I'm bringing you communique. We'll be talking today with the director and one of the actors from Big Dog Productions' Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, a play by Ken Ludwig. So let me introduce to you, first of all, director Josh Bailey. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Jamila.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
And also J. Robert Raines, who is playing Dr. Watson. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. Now, everybody knows the word Baskerville. I mean, there was, of course, the Hound of the Baskervilles, one of the most famous stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Is this that story, or what is it?
I think people who are familiar with the Hound of the Baskervilles will recognize that this is the same story exactly. So the plot's pretty similar, and so there's some minor changes for comedic effect, but it's the exact same plot.
Some minor changes.
Yeah.
Would you describe it as, is it a serious mystery, or?
It's very melodramatic and comedic. By nature, the fact that there's only five actors, and three of them play about 40 different characters between them.
Gosh.
So
there's
a lot of shifting and playing around. So it's definitely very funny.
Jay, tell me about, I understand in this particular play, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, that Dr. Watson is a more central character than Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
So you're Dr. Watson.
Yes. Dr. Watson is almost the window that the audience has into this kind of insanity in the show. That conduit, if you will. So John Watson is more of the straight man than anything else. It's a little bit more apropos for the original story.
Tell me about Sherlock. What's the character like in this production?
Well, he's very much the Sherlock that we're familiar with. You know, very kind of cat-like reflexes, constantly analyzing things and making Watson's life somewhat more miserable
exactly.
than it probably needs to be.
And you have a wonderful actor playing Sherlock.
Yes, that's Skip Maloney.
Good, good. Now I want you to talk a little bit about the other characters. Well, not the other characters because we don't have time for that. But there are three other actors
yes.
that play between them, what, 40 roles?
Yeah, it's about 40 roles. We've been calling them lovingly the clowns, and that's Gina Gamboni, Tamika Katzman, and Atwood Boyd. And they play every character from a random shepherdess to a portrait on the wall to Sir Henry, who's one of the other central characters of the Baskerville story.
All the original characters.
Yes.
Like you said, Sir Henry, but lots of these other strange folks coming and going.
Yeah. And it's interesting how three people can populate a scene and make it feel like there's a town or make it feel like there's a city going on here. And so they're constantly shifting characters and sometimes they're changing costume right on set they're rushing backstage to change very, very quickly. And make a new entrance.
Do you have on your set the moors, the mansion?
To highlight the fact that it's a very melodramatic comedic show, we've kind of gone for a two-dimensional, very artistic representation. And so we've got the moors, we've got the 221B Baker Street, we've got the Baskerville Hall and all of those things. And they all change as quickly as the actors do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with director Josh Bailey and actor J. Robert Raines, who plays Dr. Watson. They've been here talking with us about Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, Big Dog Productions, opening Thursday, October 25th, running through Sunday, November 11th at the Kayfair Playhouse on Castle Street. You can get more information and tickets at Big Dog, DAWG, Productions.org. Thank you both.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
I'm Jamila Erickson, sitting in for Gina Gamboni today for Communique, a production of WHQR Public Media.